Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Across the vein of night, there cuts a path of searing light, burning like a beacon on the edges of our sight. At the border of total darkness, and the light's divine, divine, a spoken lifted shadow stretch.
Welcome back. 17 to the hour. That's the late great Dan Fogelberg. His song is called Nexus, from his outstanding double album Innocent Age, The Innocent Age. I encourage you to check that out. I'm Jim Blasingame. Welcome back. I am a small business advocate, the one and only, and the world is happy about that. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. We're having a great visit with one of my favorite people in the galaxy, Ellen Rohr. R-O-H-R, and she does roar, as you can tell, folks. She's the author of all the books that are important to you, the Bare Bones Biz Plan book, Where Did the Money Go? Nobody knows how to tell you where the money went, how to figure out where the money went more than Ellen does, because Ellen, you're like me. You lived this. You've been there, done that. You made it, you lost it, and you went and had to go find it again, didn't you?
I did, and one of the most liberating things that you can do is to create your own money, and that's why we love getting on the show. And I am glad that you are the small business advocate. love being here.
I appreciate that. But now about the cash thing, I mean, is there anything takes your breath away faster than the cash flying out of the business? It's amazing, isn't it?
Well, it is, and it brings us to point number two, the three surprising things that top entrepreneurs do differently. And number one is they don't work all that hard. They work smarter, and they are willing to say no to things that don't line up. And here's the wrap-up for that. Our friend Jim Rohn said that hard is the question. Easy is something I can do. So if I can do it, can it really be that hard? If someone has done it, can it really be that hard? And so much of what we call hard work is just us whining.
Right.
So, you know, I don't think you have to work hard. I don't think you have to make it harder than it needs to be. But the second thing is, and this has to do with cash flow and all sorts of ways that you lose every day in the game of business, they say that you should never quit. We've heard this 100 times, that top entrepreneurs never say die.
One of the hardest things for any small business owner is knowing when it is time to quit, and or if I quit now, if I put one more, you know, Hill. Napoleon Hill said that the gold was just 3 feet over. If you were digging, all you had to do is move over 3 feet and find the gold, you know, and we all worry about that, don't we?
Yes, and I think that one of the reasons why is that we get too attached to the outcome. So if we came up with a broader game that I want to be happy, I don't want to be wealthy, I want to reach my financial goals, and I'm going to use a business to help me get there, then what you can question is your current game plan. So, for instance, Jack Welch, one of the all-time great CEOs,
yep.
His mission was to be number one or number two in every market that they entered.
Mm.
And then he and the manager or president of that division would decide on the game plan. They'd put a business plan together, and they'd put a time frame together. And if that division didn't make it to number one or number two in the agreed-upon time frame, they would shut that down.
Mm-hmm.
But GE went on.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I think that, you know, you have to be willing to pitch in a concept that's not working or pivot. What could I do to change this that's going to make that work? And I think one of the reasons why is entrepreneurs become too identified with their business.
Mm-hmm.
If you go out of business, your worth as a human being doesn't diminish one jot. And all of those experiences go with you for your next venture.
Yep.
So I think the top entrepreneurs don't associate too tightly with their business. Instead, they see it as a vehicle to get them to their life.
One of the things I've been saying now for probably about 10 years, and it's even a chapter in my new book, and it's based on this statement. It's okay to fall in love with what you do, but it's not okay to fall in love with how you do it.
Oh, that's a lovely way of saying it.
And
yeah, because we can change.
If Jack Welch's business model that they tried didn't work out, they didn't fall in love with that. What they fell in love with was the fact that they could go make another one just like it somewhere else and make it work. Not
exactly.
That they fell in love with that one having to work, and we should feel that way with our business models, We should feel that way with our product lines. We should feel that way. We should even feel that way with our employees.
You know, I love using sports analogies. You know, we watch the big games. We're at the end of football season here. It's kind of exciting. But, you know, a football coach, the goal is to win the game or at least play honorably. Let's say play honorably.
Yeah.
And then if they're losing and their, you know, right tackle is just getting creamed by the guy who's facing him on the other side, they're going to switch things up. They're going to make a change. They're not going to just tell this poor kid that forever he's got to get
This pivoting thing that you talk about, Ellen, is not easy for small businesses. There are a couple of reasons. One is practical, and one's not practical. The practical part is it takes capital pivot sometimes, and sometimes we feel like we don't have the capital to make a switch. That's one thing. The second thing is we just get stuck in our ways, don't we?
Well, in that capital thing, let's look at that the other way, too. They say that when you dig a hole, the first thing to do is stop digging.
Yeah, when you got in trouble, stop digging.
Yeah, you might consider, as you put your plan together, you know, how much money am I willing to commit to this particular venture as part of my overall goal of being an entrepreneur and creating financial freedom and a great business? None of that has to change, but the venture itself could pivot once it hits the no-go mark. And you make some mistakes and quit too early on some ventures? Yeah, you do. But that's also the life of an entrepreneur. You keep going.
That's the sunk cost theory that you're talking about, which is where just because you got a certain amount of money and it doesn't mean that you have to keep putting it into that. Ellen, I need your website, please.
EllenRohr.com. EllenRohr.com.
And they can find all your books there, can't they?
Yeah. You bet.
And we're going to come back.
Where did the money go, baby?
We got one more thing to talk about entrepreneurs how they might not be so different. Ten till, I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.